This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China has lifted a one-year ban on new stock listings, and a handful of companies are preparing to sell new stocks as early as today. The market for initial public offerings was frozen by the government in 2012 as it pushed to bring rigor and heft to a trading system seen as too risky. But as Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, there's still much work to do to bring a sense of confidence for investors in China's stock market.
It's the first trading of the new year at Shenyin Wanguo Stock Brokerage House in Shanghai. A gray-haired man everyone calls Old Chen watches stock prices along the floor-to-ceiling trading board. On the Shanghai Stock Exchange, red numbers are good. Green numbers mean share prices are falling.
Look at the board. It's the first day of the year, and it's all green. This is a casino, a Communist Party casino. We can't possibly win against them. I gotta stop coming here.
This is not the response from investors China's government was hoping for when they reopened the market to new listings. Securities analyst Chen Qimin says China will have to do a lot more to restore investor confidence.
The rate of return investing in stocks in China is lower than the bank deposit rates. Insider trading also continues to be a big problem.
Back on the trading floor, trader Jin Demin says investing in stocks in China is hopeless in a country where the markets are controlled by the state. Jin says when U.S. stocks go up, China's drop. When U.S. stocks drop, China's drop further. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.